This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, it is time to talk to my guru, if you will, my combat pistol craft guru. That would be the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC, and that would be Dave Harrington. Good evening, sir.
How you doing, Mr. Bill?
I'm doing good. I have listened to Dave, and I tried to go find the Glock G45 today, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
Wow.
So I nobody had it. I mean, I went to three or four different places, but what I did find was a Gen 4 Glock 17.
Okay.
This is a used gun. It has an Agency Arms trigger on it, and it has a very good set of night sights. I've been trying them in the dark since you and I spoke earlier today, and they do glow quite nicely. So I just don't have that shortened slide, but I have the grip anyway.
Right, understood. Got the full frame. I'm curious, do you know what type of sights are on it now?
No, I have not figured that out yet. I'm going to let my son, who's a gunsmith, take a look at it and see if he can tell me. A curious thing is that it's like they glow in the dark, and they're not tritium. They seem like tritium, but they have a hole on the inside of the gun, on the rear sight.
Right.
Like it's there to let light in, except
They're probably fiber optic.
I don't think so. Because it's not open on the top. It's not open on the top.
Okay.
I'll have my son look at it. We'll either find out or not. If not, I'll take a picture of it and send it to you.
Because there's one sight manufacturer that makes a combination of tritium and fiber.
Right.
But I can't think of the name off the top of my head.
Neither can I. I know about True Glow, Trishicon.
Right.
That's probably the only two I know by name, to be honest.
Well, the best sights I can reference are the Trishicon HDXR night sights with the yellow insert. The yellow insert actually appears to be a little chartreuse green, but that's what Trishicon's calling yellow. And for me, the sights are regulated very well for 9mm, well regulated for windage and elevation. They hit point aim, point of impact at 25. But they have the perfect balance of the width of the front sight and the width of the rear sight notch, where based on where you're at skill-wise, you can not only, choose to use the sights strictly as they are intended to be used, but at times when working at speed, you can also, because of that working relationship of the ratio of the width of the front sight and the width of the rear notch, you can choose to look through the sights while firing. It's a visual technique.
Okay.
But based on your experience level, you would understand what I'm referring to.
Yes, sir. With a gun like this, when you get a gun, I mean, you pretty much leave it stock.
Now I do, yes, absolutely.
With the Gen 5s,
there's really no reason to modify it.
Right. What is it that you used to do prior to the Gen 5? What did you do to the...
Well, the Gen 4s, one, the reason I leave the Gen 5 stock is they redesigned the trigger group and made it much simpler. Less moving parts, therefore you get the end user benefit of that. The Gen 4s, I would use a polished trigger group from GlockTriggers.com. Jeff always took really good care of me in respect to the trigger groups, but the only other modification I made were the addition of the Trigicon HDXR night sights. Otherwise, I ran the pistol relatively stock. On some Gen 4 models, I actually ran a grip force adapter, which is a product that really works for itself. As a matter of fact, the grip force adapter is still available for, you know, Gen 2, 3, 4 guns. But they actually influenced, to my knowledge, they're the only aftermarket business that influenced Glock to come out with the adjustable back straps.
Right.
On the pistols. Which says a lot for the grip force adapter in respect to, you know, what it does and how well it does it.
That's interesting. I've still got a bunch of stuff that'll go with this gun, so I'm not, you know, it wasn't that hard of a thing for me to do. I'm just not a big Gaston Glock fan, I guess.
I get it. I mean, Glocks are, frankly, you know, the square top end, the square slide, it's not very aesthetically pleasing, but as far as I'm concerned, the Glock's got a look that, you know, especially with the Gen 5s, that grows on you.
Yeah.
You know, the best recommendation I can make is spend your money on good gear and ammo and put the time in at the range and, you know, get on top of the gun first before you start making any modifications.
Right. Make
sure you possess the skill to take advantage of the modification that you plan to make. Otherwise, spend your money on range time and bullets.
Yeah. When we're coming up on the first break, and when we get back, I want to find out what, so I completely agree with you about what you're basically saying is spend your money once, right? Get good gear the first time. Try not to go through the box
mistake.
Yeah. I want to know, and we, you know, this is in the next segment. I just want to know you. With the experience you have now, you have the experience of knowing which holster to go for. And that's the big thing. A lot of people don't know which holster to go for. And the holster, to me, when manipulating a gun is a little bit like being in a jet airliner. It's the problem you're going to have with a jet airliner is when it takes off and when it lands.
Right.
And with a gun, that's, you know, draw and reholstering. That's where the problems come, where you might shoot yourself, as far as I'm concerned. So I want to know what your mindset is when you're out there trying to pick out holsters. I know you have different holsters for different purposes. I want to pick the Harrington brain and get how you come to these determinations.
All right, we'll make it happen.
Yes, sir. Dave is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC, currently at home, I think. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Dave Harrington. Dave, if I could make one holster that fit the outside the waistband, inside the waistband, and tactical needs of anybody, and it just worked all three ways, how much money would I make?
Oh, you could guesstimate about a billion.
$1 billion.
One holster is not going to cut it, bro.
Any way
you look at it.
Yeah.
Well, there's two types of carry. We touched on it last week, on body or off body. And since we've had that conversation, I've worked through a couple of, thought processes in respect to that because, depending on my activity, my dress, if there's a dress code involved or weather impact on my clothing, I'll choose to carry to support that. And sometimes it is on body, sometimes it's off body. But are you familiar with a sling bag?
Yes.
Normally when I carry off body, real quick on the on body or off body. On body is superior, but it's only superior based on the physical location you choose to carry the weapon on your body.
Okay.
For example, if you're a right-sided firer and you carry concealed in a straight drop right side OWB holster, that's fine. Then compare it to on body carry, but using like a quality neoprene ankle holster in that position. You can see the stark reality between gaining fast access, even though they are both on body methods of carry. You with me?
Yes.
So off body is normally going to be like in a backpack or a fanny pack, whatever. And I've been working with a sling bag that works extremely well. Now, when I do carry off body, I carry what I refer to as a dead trigger gun.
Okay.
Okay. For example, with a Glock, ensure that it's unloaded and cleared. Remove the magazine, extracting, action the slide to the rear, visually observe the extraction and ejection of the chamber cartridge if there is one. Make sure the chamber's clear, check the magwell, and check the breech face of the slide. Let the slide forward, safe direction, press the trigger, thereby decocking the trigger mechanism, and holding pressure to the rear of the trigger, I insert seat and lock the magazine.
Right.
And tell myself that it is a dead trigger gun. Then I put it in my bag. Two benefits to that. One, psychologically, I'm least likely to forget the chamber's empty. And two, I'm going to know it anyway when I acquire the trigger and find a dead trigger. I know the moving parts have to be actioned. You see what I mean?
I do. And I guess the another one would be while you're reaching in that bag, which is there's more stuff involved in reaching in the bag than it is of reaching to your holster, right?
Absolutely.
If your hand does bounce and you go to the trigger guard and your finger does hit the trigger, you're hitting a dead trigger.
Right, exactly.
So you're not blowing up.
There's a built-in safety aspect to it, yes.
Yeah. And then you're doing it like the Israelis.
Well, you know, it's just people that complain about, you know, carrying with a loaded chamber or an empty chamber, the argument doesn't stand up.
Okay.
To me, someone that would make an issue or take, you know, an issue with that lacks what I would consider a professional level of understanding and training. Because there's any number of circumstances where carrying an empty chamber would be beneficial. You know, especially if you're in and around children a lot. Any number of reasons.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you this. I'm in the middle of, you know, like collaborating to make this bag that's an off-body carry bag, and I'm going to start carrying my gun that way. I'm going to start carrying it with a dead trigger. That just makes too much sense to me.
Right, that's but too, make too sure much sense. That, make sure you follow that protocol to the T.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you set it up as a dead trigger gun.
Yes, sir. Were you a non-com or an officer when you were in the military?
Yeah, I was non-commissioned.
Okay, so I should be going, yes, sergeant instead, right?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I almost made E6, so I'm almost certain you outranked me one way or the other. So I'm, you know, yes, sergeant.
No big deal, man. I never did the job for the rank.
Well, that's the truth.
I just did the work because I enjoyed it. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
With, we're coming up on the next break. When we come back, I want to talk about how you pick out a inside the waistband holster, because there's two kinds of holsters nowadays. There's the traditional leather holster, which I like inside the waistband leather, and I want to get your opinions on the Kydex part of it. But I want to pick your brain on that one, and then the outside the waistband, and then the tactical holster. Okay. What's the difference? You know, what do you call a tactical holster and that kind of stuff? And for those of you, where can people find the Combat Speed LLC schedule?
Just shoot me an email directly at superdaveharrington@gmail.com.
Super Dave Harrington.
I'll let you know what I've got going on.
At gmail.com.
I'm working on a collaboration with Paul Liebenberg of 1911 fame, as far as having, you know, posted my schedule. It's going to be a link on Paul's website.
Very good.
You go to Paul's website first to find me, and then click on me and go from there.
Very good.
That'll be right. That'll be in effect here shortly.
Very good, sir. We'll be right back talking to Super Dave Harrington. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Terror overseas as two stabbing attacks take place, one in London and one in The Hague in the Netherlands. Two people are confirmed dead after being stabbed on the London Bridge. Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, police are still searching for a man who stabbed a number of people in a busy shopping district in The Hague. Former Joint Terrorism Task Force Operations Manager Steve Rogers tells Fox News.
You see something, say something. Don't hesitate.
Yeah.
Let a police officer know there's just something not right with that person or what's going on in that area. And this will be most helpful not only to prevent an attack, but God forbid when an attack occurs, it helps the police tremendously to track down the fact that maybe anyone else may have been involved in this.
Still some time to head out and do some shopping on this Black Friday, as many retailers are staying open late to accommodate the shoppers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Reformation line, Providence, Salus, the militia line. I mean, it just goes on and on. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And now we're back. Now we're on the inside the waistband holster. Now, where do you carry it, and what position do you carry when you carry inside the waistband?
I don't. That's the easy. That's the simple answer.
Okay.
I've experimented with it a little bit, but I've never. The biggest thing with carrying inside the waistband, it's a very fast, and if you know what you're doing, safe method of carry. I know people that are extremely proficient at working out of that position. However, for me, it was kind of a aggravation to maintain two wardrobes. Because a pair of pants is going to naturally fit you without a gun between your body and the pants.
Right.
You're going to have to upsize your clothing, your range of clothing, And I never really dug on, you know, the fact that you're going to have to maintain two wardrobes. So I never really got into it. I support it as a working position of the gun. I just never really had any interest to put any effort into it.
Okay.
But the holster company that immediately comes to mind when you stated, you know, you like what's referred to as a hybrid holster,
right?
A leather and Kydex holster. CompTac makes excellent hybrid holsters, pretty much to suit any taste, any need.
Right.
Now, the holsters, go ahead.
Well, I mean, the ones I use right now are DeSantis just because they use this mold, right, that works really good with the gun for the ones that I use it with.
Right.
Which is either the 43 or the 26. And
right. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, that molded leather holster, if there's such a thing, and this is the thing, I'm not a real big fan of inside the waistband either. I'm just not. And I mean, it's primarily because I can carry anything outside the waistband and it doesn't press on any nerves.
Right.
Inside the waistband, that happens. And I mean, as I have aged, I don't know about you, you were airborne, weren't you? I mean, how many parachute landing calls do you have?
One too many, bro.
Yeah. So I would imagine your hips and your knees are probably, you know, you probably have a little stock in a leave like I do. So nerves.
Oh, well, I've had my knees replaced and I'm having my hips looked at right now.
Right. So it's one thing to say, well, it's a little uncomfortable. It's quite another thing to be like, oh my gosh, I'm in pain. So for me, right. I also take typically I'm going to find some sort of outside the waistband holster to wear or, you know, off body carry if that's what it's coming down to.
Right.
With I looked at some stuff, and among the inside the waistband holster carriers, I have found that the really thin fellas, the guys that are still young and everything, when they carry the appendix carry, that's the fastest presentation I've ever seen.
Right.
But my problem with appendix carry is that the muzzle of your gun is aiming at your femoral artery every time you reholster it.
Oh, yeah. And there's always the very real fear of, you know, shooting yourself in the groin. I would say 9 times out of 10, fatal shot.
Right.
But, you know, it's a trade-off.
Yeah.
Everything, there's, you know, it's all a trade-off. You know, you're going to figure out how to carry based on your projected use of the firearm.
Right.
So whatever that turns into, you have to practice. You have to train and you have to practice. There is no getting around that. There is no one place you're going to carry a gun that's going to work for every possible scenario. Not going to happen.
Right. So when you are and we'll get into this. And since you're not inside the waistband, would you recommend sort of that hybrid kind of thing, the leather and Kydex, or what do you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I would recommend anything from CompTac.
Right.
Their hybrid holsters are very well thought out. They're made by shooters, and they understand what they're producing for the end user. You know, it's not a widget to them.
Yeah.
The another thing I'd like to point out as far as selecting gear, holsters, mag carriers, even your belt, make sure you buy quality gear. I've seen it too many times where, you know, people will invest $1,000 in their guns and gear, and then they're using a $3 Phobos holster. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Now, I'm not necessarily throwing Phobos under the bus, but they had some issues when they first came out. As I understand it, their gear's gotten a lot better than what it used to be.
Right.
But in the past, if somebody had a pistol and a Phobos holster, you could virtually, if you were able to get a good purchase on the pistol, virtually rip it right off their side.
Right.
You didn't have to worry about getting it out of the holster. You just ripped the holster off the body.
If you're not familiar with it, the Phobos holster is what is referred to as a paddle holster. And you don't have to take your belt off or anything. You jam it in on your hip and everything else. And generally, you can find them just about anywhere, can't you? I mean, Walmart sells those.
Yeah, they're very popular. But the other thing on how I choose to carry when I carry on body is just my normal daily use gun gear. I carry either a G45 or a G17 iron sight guns, or I have the option of a G26 or even a G34 with a Trigicon SRO on it.
Right.
But I carry all right side straight drop holsters.
So no
I
can't.
Keep everything as consistent as possible. My draw stroke, my magazine, you know, retrieving reserve mags, everything is consistent across the board.
Gotcha. Coming up on the next break, I want to find out how you set that up when we get back as far as the stuff that you are carrying. That's what I want to talk about when we get back. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington. If you are interested in finding a class with Super Dave or finding out when he's going to be in your area or when you can hook up with him, email him at superdaveharrington, all one word, @gmail.com, and you'll find out. And when we get back, we'll find out that the other place you're about to collaborate with that gentleman, that we'll certainly give that out as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Dave Harrington. We're talking about his setup and everything, and he's already changed my mind on one thing, so let's see if he changes my mind on the other. So let's talk about what you are carrying when you are carrying a gun and you're just regular, your regular day-to-day attire when you're not all tacked up, okay?
Okay.
So you're carrying OWB with a what would you call the form factor of the holster you're carrying?
It's injection molded.
Is it like one of those body hugging holsters? Who is it? Gosh.
Well, actually, Mike Benedict of Talon Tactical.
There you go.
Mike
okay.
has supported me. For many, many years, as a matter of fact, Mike was one of my first sponsors back in the day, and he's done many custom Kydex rigs for me. He uses a very simple format. It's a straight-up, straight-drop, right-side Kydex holster. I use a one-and-three-quarter-inch leather belt. I have the holster, and I use four mag carriers. Now, being a right-sided firer, my go-to reserve mags are on the left side of my body. But I also carry one reserve mag with the bullets facing forward on my right side in front of my holster, directly in front of the holster. The reason for that is, as your body position changes, everything, access to your kit and equipment changes, So you should always have access to reserve ammo on both sides of your body. Now, in respect to the three left side reserve mags, the mag holders, okay, the position of the holster is on my right side, wearing a pair of Wrangler blue jeans. The slide is in line with the pants leg seam.
Right.
On my left side, the first reserve mag, the front of the reserve mag is behind that seam in the leg of the pants on the left side.
Okay.
Now, in respect to the number of mags I carry, here's the justification. Normally, people think in terms of, you know, some people don't even carry a reserve mag. They carry the gun and the bullets it'll hold. That's kind of bad news, because if the magazine and the gun stops working, what do you do then? Well, you go to your first reserve mag.
If you have it.
If you have one.
Right.
Now, in respect to the second reserve mag, it's there out of the simple issue, if I'm only carrying one reserve mag and I drop it while I'm trying to use it, my fastest mag is my next reserve mag. So there's the justification for mag number two.
Okay.
I carry the third one, and that's my last-ditch just-in-case mag. So if you look at it, my basic loadout, and this is using 17-round mags, I have five 17-round mags, because you should count the one in the gun. So I have the one in the gun, the one worn on my right side directly in front of my holster, and then three reserve mags on my left side. Now, during a training gig, I will plus up to five reserve mags on my left side, and that's just to keep me flush with ammunition for explanations and demonstrations and whatnot.
Right.
But my base loadout is, the blaster, four reserve mags. I carry two handheld lights, and I have a weapons-mounted light that I do not carry as a gun-light combo. My holster is what I refer to as slick.
Okay.
But I do have a weapons-mounted light on my person in the event I would need to use the pistol in that manner.
I can see that. I've thought about doing that, because they're actually smaller than a flashlight, aren't they? And they're easier to activate.
Well, you can use a weapons-mounted light as a handheld if you wanted to.
Yeah. I do. I've got one laying around here right now. I've been messing with it while I've been going. So you're carrying five magazines altogether. Is there ever a day when you go out with less than that?
No, not really. Not unless I purposefully carry the G26 slick. And what I mean by that is I'll have the G26 at capacity in one pocket, and I'll have a reserve mag in my other pocket.
Right.
And that's simply due to weather or dress.
Right. So what kind
of light as I go.
What kind of dress would that be where you'd be pocket carrying?
A pair of blue jean shorts and a T-shirt.
Gotcha. All right.
You know, 100-something degrees out.
Yeah. I normally, when I go out, although I guess I'm going to change that too, although I have never in my concealed carry, I have never used a mag carrier. Now, we got about 2 minutes here. Why do you use a mag carrier?
For immediate access. It puts the magazine in the most end-user-friendly position for immediate use.
Gotcha. And what is it? What is it made out of? Is it leather? Is it kydex?
Kydex, yeah. Now, back in the day, you know, back in the day when I was running 1911s hard, I used Milk Sparks leather gear.
Right.
Classic Milk Sparks 1911 leather gear. And it served me well for many years.
Are they single mag carriers? Are they doubles? Or?
Yes, I use single mag carriers.
They're easier to sight, aren't they?
Well, the primary issue with that is they conform to your body much better than doubles or triples or, you know, that kind of a thing. Like a nylon, like a four-pouch nylon carrier. I mean, use what you got, you know, but be smart and use quality gear.
There you go.
But I use single mag holders because they conform to my body much, much easier.
Gotcha. Carry a knife of any kind?
I also adjust them. I adjust my mag holders for tension based on the position they're at on my body. Like the rearmost mag has a little less tension on it because I don't have direct access to it, so I don't want it to bind when I try to remove it.
Gotcha. All right.
So my third one has a little less mechanical tension on it than my first one. But because it's in the third position, I don't have any fear of losing it because of it.
Gotcha. We're about to run out of time. This has been some good stuff. I appreciate it. We will probably reconvene not next week, but the week after that. But I'll be in touch.
All right, Bill.
Thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much, man.
Yes. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware,
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.